This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
October the 30th, how do you do? This weekend, the clocks go forward, spring ahead. No, they go backwards. Give you an extra hour of daylight in the morning, so it's spring ahead, fall back.
I don't like
either, but it gets dark at 4:45, and then by the time we get to December 21st, it's 4 o'clock, and it's dark, unga bunga.
4 o'clock, good. It feels like 2 o'clock.
I know. The day comes and goes very quickly, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is suffering with bronchitis, so she'll be out for a while. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Jennifer Horn is on assignment in one of her 13 other gigs. Rich McFadden is here. And Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the Krosnow Studio in Washington. So let's get to the migrants, the movement. Tent cities are going to be set up. Apparently, I'm sort of surprised at this. I guess the strain of thought at the moment is to put these people in tent cities and check them out. Unless I'm missing something, they are looking for asylum because the country from which they come
sucks.
Is horrible. Murders, families being killed like they were ants on an anthill in these countries. And so the way to fix the problem seems to escape us at the moment. This fixes the problem maybe for them to a point, but does it fix the problem for others? And I went to Richie when we were talking about this before because his wife is a Colombian and he spent a lot of time there. And the way that they fix the problem in Colombia, because they have the same problems there historically as these other countries now do, is to encourage or somehow find a strong leader who made it, who cut his way through all of the problems that were inherent in Colombian politics. To emerge as a strong man, they call them strong man leaders who are strong. And so, but how do you get the backing of people who actually would get in the way of the drug lords, the drug czars, Richie?
I mean, once you get somebody who's strong enough and obviously not on the take from the internal government politicians who have just been corrupt for their whole lives or being bought by the paramilitaries or the FARC, your voice gets heard, and people want to be free of a government that is corrupt, and they want to be free of the bad guys, the cartels that are running your country through illegal actions. And once you stand up and say, I will fight this, you will get a lot of support. And that's the only problem in countries like Honduras and now we're seeing in Mexico, is if they don't stand up to the corruption, they don't stand up
killed.
To the cartels.
They think they're going
to
get killed.
Right, exactly.
They think they're going to get killed.
That's what I was telling you with President Uribe in Colombia. They tried to bomb him on Inauguration Day. They bombed the stage, and he said, you will not scare me. And that's what these countries need. And again, the greatest picture I've seen from this caravan is the 7 or 10,000 or 5,000 people, whatever it was, when they took this picture. And it's the meme said, imagine that these people marched on their own government like this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The power that they could have. And that's what needs to happen, is people need to say no more.
It's a country that the military is corrupt, and therefore they keep in power these people who are corrupt.
It's hard to overcome.
Let's fast forward a little bit to a couple of other things that are in the planning stages. You know how we have a rule, and I don't know when it first was enacted, maybe Victoria, you know, when citizenship for babies of non-citizens became the right or the law. You come into this country, have a baby here, becomes a citizen. The Chinese are notorious for sending tours over of pregnant Chinese women to have babies here so they can become American citizens. And others are doing the same thing and have been doing the same thing. So why do we allow that is the question. And apparently the administration is looking at changing that, which is okay with me. Anybody have a problem?
So the thing is that, well, let me just also weigh in on the caravan very briefly, which is the caravan has shrunk from about 7,000 to less than 3,500.
All right, and so people are giving up on it then.
Yeah, as they usually do. And the other thing is on these tents, there are court orders that prohibit long-term detention of children or families. So it's going to be very interesting if indeed President Trump decides to put up tents all over the place. As
well,
he said,
are the tents going to be on our side of the border or the Mexican side of the border?
Well, yes, no, that's what he's saying. If they do come in, is what he said last night.
Well, Richard said, no, that wasn't what it was.
I heard that they were going to try and keep all of this on the Mexico side of the border, but
they ought to. Why would they let them in here in the first place?
He said, we're going to have tents. They are going to be very nice, and if they don't get asylum, they get out. That's what he said. So anyway.
And for the record, I don't care if it's 1,000 people. If you have 1,000 people walking over your borders illegally, it's unacceptable.
Mm. I think if they do, they would come in dribbles, you know. So I don't think they'd come like in a pack. I think they'd come
in a pack.
I think they would come in dribbles and they would be exhausted. If they come at all, and there will be 5,200 armed troops as well as the U.S. Border Patrol to handle whoever does come, of those who reach the border. Wow. And, of course, many of those who are still on the way aren't even going to reach the border, and they are weeks away. They're not coming.
Trump just got his wall.
In the form of troops.
So we've got a while.
Duncan, do you remember my buddy Griff Jenkins?
He
used to work here for Ollie North when we had Ollie North here on the network at Radio America.
He went to Fox as a producer.
He went to Fox with Ollie when Ollie
now
took
he's
his,
a reporter,
his show there. And he's always done reporting for Fox News. And like back when he was here with us, he and Ollie went to Iraq, and he had like four or five Iraqi troops. Saddam's troops run up to him, throw their guns on the ground, and surrender to him. And all he had was a microphone and a tape recorder. So now he's posting reports because he's traveling with the caravan through Mexico coming up towards the border. And he's just taking his iPhone and just, you know, posting all these crazy reports. He was riding on top of a tractor trailer with like 100 members of a caravan on three tractor trailers and talking to them. And he talking to one guy the other day, he posted a report. And this guy is trying to come back in, and Griff asks him through a translator, would you break the law to be able to enter the United States? And the guy tells him, I've already broken the law there. That's why I'm going back to try and get them to drop the charges on me. Griff asks him, what are the charges? Attempted murder. And he says, I want them to understand what really happened. I did not try to really murder that person.
Yes,
so this guy's coming back over the border so he can go to court.
One person out of 3,500 who he managed to find. There's been a lot of attention paid to that, as there should
be. It's amazing, isn't it? That he found the one person?
Yes, that he found the one person. It is, out of those many women and children and
men. What are the odds?
He found the person. Well, he obviously looked.
You think?
Seeking, you shall find. Yeah. All right, in a moment, what happened to that Boeing jet that went down off of Java? Is there some news? We'll find out in a matter of moments. 15 past the hour here on the DJV program. Is falling asleep become a nightmare? If you're not getting a good night's rest, then it's time for you to go visit MyPillow.com. I've been there. A lot of the people here on the staff have been there. Not only have been there, they got MyPillows. Do you have your pillows? Do you have your MyPillow? So that you can make it better. Make it, what's the old song? How to Make It Through the Night? Who did that song? Help Me Make It Through the Night.
No, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. John Lennon.
Well, I think there are a number of those songs, and they're all appropriate to getting a focus on trying out the best pillow, best mattress, best sheets. All of these things are at your disposal at MyPillow.com. And here's the deal that right now is prominent. You can go into the catalog at MyPillow.com. Look at any of the pillows that are there. There are all kinds of, there's regular pillows, there's car pillows, there's pet pillows, there's pillows for this occasion, that occasion, for your couch, whatever it is, you buy one of them at the regular price and you get the second one free. No matter what the pillow, you buy one and get the second one free. That's right. One MyPillow, second one free. Get two MyPillows, any of them, for the price of one. Enjoy the most comfortable pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for those deals. That's promo code DJV. Sleep better. Have a better time. Rest better. Get better pillows at MyPillow.com. You buy one, pay for one, and you get the second one free. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so what's the scoop here on Lion Air? This Boeing 737 MAX, only been in service for 800 hours, but was finished. It was built in the spring and was checked out through our safety. Every plane that gets sold by Boeing gets checked out by our FAA. It has to comply to our FAA standards before it can leave the country, before it can get off the ground, no matter where it's going. So it was flown over to Indonesia. They actually have an order for 20 of these planes, and they got a couple of them in service now. The plane had a problem as it took off. There was a report of a problem the day before that supposedly the engineers and mechanics fixed. However, I'm not sure how well. I think there are a lot of people. This is always the case with something like this. A lot of speculation, a lot of noise. Nobody really knows what happened. But I liken it to a lemon. Every once in a while, and I've not had this experience with a plane, and I do a lot of flying. But it stands to reason that you know, there used to be an old expression, Richie, you were in the car business, never buy a car that was built on a Monday or a Friday.
Yeah.
And so in terms of planes, it takes about 3 months to construct one of these planes as it goes down the they have an assembly line in the one of those big planes. They have actually three 737 assembly plants around the country. And so anyway, it takes 3 months to put this whole thing together. And if you ever looked on the, I've looked on a plane that had not been put together, the wiring, the intricacies, the hydraulic lines, the things that are on these planes that make them cost, you know, the tens of millions of dollars that they do, you know, you think these things fly on their own? No, they're very complicated machines. And I'm betting that something happened that wasn't quite right with the plane, and they just sent it on its way anyway. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi. I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fabulous song for the current atmosphere. Carole King releasing a new song. Release of the song with a new video. It was filmed in the studio. It was formerly the A&M Studios, where she recorded her second album, Tapestry, back in 1971. This song, One, marks her first release in 7 years. It was written in 1977 for her album, Simpler Things. One is updated somewhat. She rewrote the lyrics to the song. Video shows her singing and playing the piano as she delivers the message of empowerment. A lot of passion. She's always had a lot of passion. I thought when she was on the road with James Brown, not James Brown, with
James Taylor.
James Taylor.
That would be an awesome show.
James Cole, Brown.
Get down.
Yeah.
Get down.
Yeah, a little tough these days because Mr. Brown is...
He's way down. He's getting
the chorus of angels in the gospel land. Anyway... Carole King says, I believe that most of us care about our neighbors. Most of us want to create an antidote to fear, hatred, and violence. I hope this song will empower everybody who hears it to know that he or she can make a difference. Let's listen to a little more of this, Carole. Crank it up for you. Do these songs make a difference? Do you think... Her singing a song like this, releasing it, does it make a difference?
You know, it's funny.
It can do.
I was listening to an interview the other day, and it was on Helen Reddy's I Am Woman.
Yes.
And you think about, oh, can songs make a difference? That one certainly hit a chord and has been around for 50 years almost.
Yeah, or John Lennon's Imagine.
Yeah, so there are certain songs that just... strike the chord and do move people and do stick around.
Yeah.
The song has to be good. And that's the thing. The song has to be memorable. Exactly. The song has to be memorable, and it has to be at the right time. I'm listening to this song of Carole King, who I think is brilliant, and I think Tapestry is one of the top 10 albums of all time. I don't think this song is memorable.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not. We Are the World. We Are the World is memorable.
Helen Reddy
said that, a woman.
That I Am Woman, she's like, oh my God, this song is so, like, it's hooky and just, oh, it's disgusting. Yeah. And then, but she did it anyway, and she's like, thank God I did. And obviously,
a standard, yeah. All right, let's have a comparison, maybe a contrast, compare and contrast. Here's Weird Al Yankovic.
Wow.
Oh, he's weird, man.
A classic for all time.
Yeah. Weird Al, returning to the road next year. He's going to use a full symphony orchestra for every show. Unlike this year's ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour, he played a set consisting almost entirely of his lesser-known original tunes. He's going to break out all the classics. He says, we're going directly from my most scaled-down, low-key show ever to my most full-blown, over-the-top extravaganza. He said, we'll be bringing back the costumes, the props, the big video screen. Tour date's not announced until next month, but he says that the Strings Attached tour, which is a play on NSYNC's No Strings Attached album and tour, will hit only in North America. Weird Al says that he'll use a different orchestra in every city, saying sometimes it'll be a branded local orchestra, like the Colorado Symphony. Other times, they just put together a bunch for an orchestra of local musicians. Anyway, so I remember the talk about him when he played in the Hollywood Bowl in 2016 using the orchestra, and it went over actually fairly well. He hasn't had a new album since 2014's Mandatory Fun.
He's got a big hit.
He's fun. If you can stand him, he's a little, I don't know, it's just, a lot of this stuff is just plain silly, and that makes it good. So there's the Weird Al update, 28 after the hour on the DJ V Show. I
want
to roll with
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest for you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to My Pillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let My Pillow change the way you sleep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With funerals beginning this morning for some of those killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shootings last Saturday, some leaders, including the mayor of Pittsburgh, are urging President Trump and the First Lady to change their plans for visiting the city today. Many say today and this week should be about the victims, and the president should delay his visit by at least a week. The shootings, which left 11 people dead and six others wounded, were on the vice president's mind as Mike Pence was speaking at a rally last night.
The Bible says that we mourn with those who mourn and we grieve with those who grieve. And today, America mourns for 11 Americans and for the injured in the wake of this terrible attack.
Pence was speaking in Grand Rapids, Michigan. President Trump saying in an Axios interview last night he's going to sign an executive order ending birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You'll love the DJ V podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
34 at the hour now on the DJ V program, Tuesday, October 30th. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Kara Schillen. Kara and Richie are in the same facility, our originating network, Radio America, in Washington. Victoria is at the D.C. Radio Company. Dougster is on the farm. Today is National Checklist Day.
Ooh.
On October 30th every year, Richie, we celebrate Checklist Day and the innovative tool that has lasted the test of time, checklists. Do you make checklists? Let's go around the room. Kara, do you make checklists?
All the time.
Yeah, at work or at home? or
at home, or when I go to the grocery store, or whenever I'm packing for something, I always make a long list of everything I want to take.
You don't have to do that with your daily chores at the network?
I probably should, but...
Rishi, there you go. Insubordination.
No, I just memorize everything that I have to do. And most of the time, I get it all done.
Rishi, your checklist? You have checklists?
I have an app for that.
Do you? Of course you do.
Yeah. So at work, for my to-do stuff, that I use Google Calendar. And then each day I just put in the calendar things that I need to do and make sure that I remember to follow up on. For grocery lists, I use AnyList, which is a great app, and it can actually spit out a grocery shopping list for you, and you can use a calendar to schedule your meals, yada, yada, yada. It's really good. For, like, longer things, like let's say I'm working on a project, I use Notes on my phone. And then I also, like, for example, now, like, I've started my Christmas list note, which I can share with my wife. So any changes that either of us make on our Christmas list shows up on the other's phone. So, yes, I do make lists.
All right. And what about you, Victoria? You're a list person. You're an organized Brit, so you got to be making lists everywhere.
I love lists, and I make my lists both online. I use the iCalendar on Apple, and I also make longhand lists because the research shows that you remember things better when you write them out longhand.
Yes.
So I do both.
Yep, no matter what it is. All right, so here's what you do. Check everything off on your checklist. That's what National Checklist Day is all about. Today, if you've got a checklist, make sure you check off everything as you do it. And then celebrate your victory at the end. All right, you got a checklist, get it all done. Hooray! Maybe you can go out and buy yourself an ice cream sundae or something. That'd be a good way to reward yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm for that.
Yeah.
Always. Whether we're making lists or not, I think we should have ice cream sundaes, actually.
All right, remember that horrible storm that blew through here? It was related to the hurricane that went into the panhandle, came across the Carolinas, and then went out to sea. We had on Saturday and Sunday here in the Northeast, a lot of Saturday, especially horrible torrential rains, lasted 4, 5, 6 hours, and then it petered off and came back again and sort of withered away as it went over the North Atlantic. Well, guess where it has arrived? Today, the folks in Venice welcomed that storm. And this is how some of these storms, the real powerful storms, think about this for a second. This storm started, what was its name, Michael or something?
Yeah, it was Michael.
All right. So it started off the coast of Africa, came across the Atlantic and into the Caribbean and then up into America, veered out over the North Atlantic, went back to Europe, and today Venice is getting so much rain from this storm, it is completely underwater, inundated. If you look at some of the video...
Well, Trump had built the wall, we wouldn't have this problem. He'd keep people out, he'd keep these things out of the country.
That's right, Richie. Keep the storms
out.
That's
the way to do it.
That's right.
Build the wall!
Anyway, we all know that Venice is pretty much underwater anyway. Anybody been to Venice besides me? You've been there, Victoria?
Yeah, I went in May.
Yeah, that's right, you went.
Venice is a bit wet.
Yeah, well, I was amazed as soon as you walk out of the train station and the water is right there. But luckily, all of the city was dry, and I saw pictures of the flooding. It's like 3/4 of the island is underwater right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it float? How does it flood?
Well, some of what's on the waterways floats to a point, but the city doesn't float. It's what's around the waterways that floats. And they have floods a lot, but not like this. The levels of water there yesterday and today, the highest in 10 years. The mayor is Luigi Brugnagaro. I like that, Luigi.
Great name.
Luigi Brugnagaro.
Of course it is.
Said a series of underwater barriers that are being erected in the lagoon would have prevented the inundation, but apparently it's not done. They've titled the project Project Moses because it's corrupt Italian stuff. I mean, the Italians are nuts. Everything's corrupt over there. And people yelling and screaming about everything. Cost overruns in the government. Every 4 or 5 months, they got a new government.
No generalizations about any nationalities, of course, Doug. Right. You're not saying anything like that. No, no,
Italians are nuts.
Doug would agree with it.
Not me.
No, no.
All right. You think I'm too extreme in my categorization?
Gosh, no.
The Italians? Huh?
Would you dream of suggesting such a thing, Doug? Tell us what you think about the French.
The French? Outside of Paris, I love the French. You can take the Parisians and put them on a rocket ship, send them someplace. But outside the countryside in France, lovely. I love the French that don't live in Paris. My experience, I've been there, I don't know, four or five times. And it's pretty consistent. My daughter and I went over once when she was a student in England. We took the train over for the day, the 90-minute train. And she was appalled. We went into a little restaurant by Notre Dame, and we had, and I didn't say a word because I know if you say, if Americans say anything, you can forget it. So my daughter, who speaks French very well, and they love that. That's why they don't respect us, because they can't, they think we should speak their language. Kind of a lot like what we think here. I'll speak for myself on that. So maybe I'm a little arrogant when it comes to not liking the French, but they're just, arrogant. Quoi, me? Moi? All right, no, one other item here. We have time, Kara, for one more, or are we we're running a little tight on
time? It's a real short one.
The Chinese have launched a rocket. A private company in China attempted, let me clarify. They attempted to launch a rocket. It did not work. Company translation for the name of the company, Landspace. They initially had a successful launch, but the rocket couldn't reach orbit because of a stage problem. A third stage blew up or something. But they got a lot of data that could help them. It's the 30th launch this year. Private Chinese firm. They're putting a lot of money into this because they want to be the first people to land on Jupiter. Hooray! Send the Chinese to Jupiter! All right. Now we have a moment or two to get our thoughts together. And then, those of you who have, as Richie is suggesting, already started making your checklists for Christmas gifts, if you're going to be using what a lot of people are now making a habit out of, going online and buying everything there, there are some cybersecurity threats that you need to be aware of. We'll cover them right after this.
You're hurt in battle, and they send you home. But the battle doesn't end there. Even the small things. Getting outside, spending time with my wife and kids can be tough. But I'm lucky just to be here. I came so close to losing those things forever, so I don't take any of them for granted. Now, they're the moments I look for.
Be a hero for a hero. Donate now at independencefund.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that saves you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now. Holiday cybersecurity, something you should be aware of because we, like it or not, are going into the holiday season, which probably because the economy is good, will be good news for retail stores. It'll be good news for people buying online. However, there is some new research that has been released this week from the National Center for the Middle Market, which provides a retail industry forecast. And Thomas Stewart is here, who's the executive director of the National Center for the Middle Market. I guess I want to first find out from you, Thomas, what the National Center for the Middle Market is. It's an intriguing name.
Well, Doug, we are a research organization, research center at the Fisher College of Business at The Ohio State University. We exist to study companies that are mid-sized, the middle third of the private sector, which is companies with sales between $10 million and $1 billion a year, bigger than small, smaller than big, that actually are, as I said, it's about a third of the economy, but it's the lion's share of economic growth. The biggest growth is in these companies, and we're the only guys out there putting sort of serious resources into studying who they are, or how they're doing, and what they can do to do even better.
So let's answer those questions. Who are they, and how are they doing? I guess the who are they may not be. You would describe with the dollar amounts, but how are they doing?
Well, they're, you know, and what they are is they're in all sectors: retail, medical care, financial services. I mean, any industry you can think of, and they're doing really well. I mean, you know, revenue growth in the last 12 months in the middle market has been more than 8%, and job growth has been more than 6%. We estimate that about 60% of all new jobs come from mid-sized companies. So they're doing really well. They're looking forward to the holiday or the holiday season with a lot of enthusiasm. But, you know, tomorrow's Halloween, and the flip side of all that holiday retail is the spooks and ghosts and goblins in there, which is the whole cybersecurity question. So, you know, they're also increasingly concerned about cybersecurity, defending their customers, their business, their data against, you know, mounting cyber threats.
All right, so what's new this year to protect people that wasn't around last year during the holiday season?
Well, what's new is the concern. I mean, you know, the thing is that the attacks constantly mutate. It's like the flu virus. The bad guys out there are always coming up with new ways to sort of try to get into your network, new ways to try to hold you to ransom for $5,000.
Let me ask the question in a different way then, if I may, Mr. Stewart. The problems that big retailers have had, I think you can name any of them, Walmart, Target, two of them right on the top of my head, that have had real security breaches, and there are a dozen more. So if people go into these stores or even buy from them online, what's to secure? What's to make them feel better? And maybe from a business point of view, what does the business owner, this business group you're talking about, do to prevent cyber insecurity?
Well, the first thing is to get woke and pay attention to it. And the good news on that is that we've seen a huge jump in the level of concern by retailers, and at all levels of size. I mean, the nice thing is the smaller retailers have really woke up to this issue. The second piece of good news is that you see increasing reliance on cloud security, which is to say, hey, I'm an expert retailer. I'm not an expert cybersecurity.
Hallelujah, guy. Brother.
Let me go to Microsoft and Amazon or Red Hat or many of these others to get my security, outsource it to these guys, and that's helping.
Are they up to the task? Are they able? We've had problems. Most of the companies have had their own problems.
More so than Bob's garages.
Yeah, I suppose. That's true.
Well, you know, that's interesting because Bob's Garage or, you know, Fort Tom or whatever it is, you know, we're under increasing attack too. But these cloud guys are getting better. I mean, the fact is, it's never going to be 100%. These guys, you know, the bad guys are out there mutating with clever new ideas. So you really have to be alert and get the best possible defense, both in terms of people as well as in the technology and processes.
All right, so here's what you do. Go to middlemarketcenter.org for how you can benefit from the study and what you do to protect your business and maybe these other people and their businesses. middlemarketcenter.org. Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Good to have you here on the DJB Show.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Theme from The Exorcist. I think Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, Richie, has been exorcised because we can't find him. He's been off on bronchitis. Say again?
Spinning pea up soup. Pea soup right now.
Yeah, isn't that the movie where her head goes around and around and around?
Yeah, man.
Who is that? Who starred in that?
It was,
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes, her. Linda.
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair.
There we go.
What a movie.
You know what's
fun is
Victoria and I were actually talking about this the other day with Kara. We have the privilege of living in Washington, D.C., right?
And lots of goblins there.
And those steps that the priest gets thrown down in Georgetown is like a tourist attraction. And not many people Kara's age really know the steps. But like when I was haunting Georgetown, we would always go up and down those steps. And man, let me tell you something. It's a freaky little, it's right in the middle of the town or right on the edge of Georgetown, but it's a freaky little space to be in. And you do get this weird feeling when you are standing at the top or the bottom of those steps.
Hey, well, Chucker, what do you?
It's quite an old part of town, and the steps are steep and they are narrow and it's shadowy, man.
Really? Huh. All right, so Chucker, why did you have us play the music from The Exorcist?
2 days to Halloween, 1 day to Halloween, right?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
It's on all the calendars tomorrow.
For, for my money, The Exorcist is the best horror movie ever made, and also one of the best movies ever made. Opened December 26, 1973. It was a cultural event. Believe it or not, you can watch some of the video on YouTube. People actually lined up around city blocks, specifically in New York City, to watch this film. And it really was a disturbing piece of cinema. People fainted. People vomited. People had to be walked out of the theater. Some people. And it just was a great movie. And it starred one of my favorite actors, Jason Miller, who played Father Karras.
Oh.
He was simply awesome. Actually, he was from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I loved his performance in that film.
Can you turn your head around the way Linda Blair did in the movie?
Only twice a day.
Twice a day. Okay, congratulations. Chuck Curry is here on the DJV program with a focus on Clueless, the remake, and Dev Patel making his directorial debut, plus other movie news from Chuck right after this.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $50 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $30 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 11/3/18.
You hurt in battle, and they send you home. But the battle doesn't end there. Even the small things. Getting outside, spending time with my wife and kids can be tough. But I'm lucky just to be here. I came so close to losing those things forever, so I don't take any of them for granted. Now, they're the moments I live for.
Be a hero for a hero. Donate now at independencefund.org.
All right, so Chucker, what do you know? This is a remake of Clueless. I think we were talking about this. Fans are excited, are they? Do you think this is going to be a very exciting thing, Clueless?
Well, the original only came out 15 years ago. It has a big following. It's a really good movie. Saw an actress named Alicia Silverstone. It's very, very funny. Paramount's going to remake the film just 15 years after the fact.
So is that, no, that's kind of silly to do it that soon, isn't it?
Well, it was 23 years, not 15.
Was it 23?
It's 23 years.
Came out in 95.
Okay. What do you make of Dev Patel, who is in Slumdog Millionaire, becoming the director of a new movie, a revenge thriller called Monkey Man? I would think you'd have problems with the title of that one.
I don't know much about the material, but he's a talented actor.
He's very good, yeah.
And it's good for him. It's always good when an actor or actress gets a chance to direct a movie. So
yeah. All right. What else you got?
He's a talented guy. One other bit of news: filming is underway on the Fast and the Furious spinoff Hobbs and Shaw, which will star Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. Jason Statham's stock has risen in the business with the movie Meg this summer, which actually became a pretty big hit at the box office, doing over $500 million.
So why are they doing that instead of putting the whole gang together? Why are they doing a spinoff?
Because I think they want to just do spinoffs also of the franchise, and it's two of the more popular actors in the franchise. It's probably a good idea from a business model point of view.
Got it. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.